My name is Mike Thornton, and this is Full Logic Reverse. In the wake of the ending of the bombing in Yugoslavia, it is becoming apparent that indeed Serbian forces were committing atrocities in Kosovo. We are going to speak today with Dr. Kevin Kavanaugh of the Federation of American Scientists about one of the figures who is beginning to be accused of being involved in some of these atrocities in Kosovo, and that is a man who goes by the title of Arkan. Dr. Kavanaugh, thank you for being with us on the program today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Before we begin to talk about Arkan, can you let the listeners know a little bit about the Federation of American Scientists and what you do there?
My pleasure. The Federation of American Scientists was founded in 1945 by the original atomic bomb scientists who worked on the Manhattan Project. They wanted to establish an organization that would promote the safe uses of nuclear power, and they created ours as a non-governmental organization. It is one of the oldest NGOs in the community, and we specialize on all aspects of arms control, and also on general analysis of defense affairs. My responsibility here is to do analysis on defense affairs, specifically on chemical and biological weapons, and also, since I have experience with defense, on all aspects of paramilitary operations as well.
Well, certainly that's what we're going to be talking about today on the program, is paramilitary operations, and in particular we're going to be focusing on Arkan. Can you let our listeners know about Arkan? Who is this guy?
Sure. Arkan, his past is a little mysterious, but what we've learned of him is that he was principally a criminal. He's wanted in several Eastern European countries for bank robbery, fraud, embezzlement, extortion, protection rackets. And he then came into Yugoslavia and is associated with Milosevic back in 1992. He created what was called then the White Eagles to fight in the Bosnian War. That was a paramilitary group that was involved in a lot of the ethnic cleansing in Bosnia against the Muslims. And since that time, he did ethnic cleansing substantially in Bosnia through 1996. Was convicted briefly, but then released, and now he is a representative in the Yugoslav government. He's a representative for Kosovo, an elected Serb representative for Kosovo, and he's still the head of a paramilitary organization called the Tigers. The Tigers were established in 1992, and they are still there, and they've been involved in what we believe is substantial ethnic cleansing in Kosovo as well.
We use the term a lot lately, in particular since all of the latest troubles in the Balkans have come to begin again, you know, beginning in the early 90s and all of that. You know, what we're really talking about is, in particular when we're talking about people like Arkan and the paramilitaries, is torture and murder, correct?
That is correct. It's not. There are some applications of the word ethnic cleansing where you mean you actually moving refugee populations off of territory. You are doing that with Arkan, but the way you're doing it is through murder and torture.
As I understand it, this fellow Arkan is really, as you so stated, he has a very shady past, I guess is the best way to put it. I've also heard that allegedly he's been involved in some sort of international assassination organization. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I haven't heard that, but given Arkan's past, I would not doubt that at all. I think he's extremely connected with organized crime, Russian and others. The aspect that would lend itself to that is many of the people that were close to Arkan and that work with him in Bosnia, his former generals, all have been executed. And we feel that they've been executed because they could implicate Arkan in some of the war crimes, atrocities he committed in Bosnia. To our knowledge, the seven senior people have been executed, all in a professional style type of killings.
We're talking with Dr. Kevin Kavanaugh of the Federation of American Scientists, and we're discussing paramilitary organizations and operations in Yugoslavia and Bosnia, and in particular focusing on the activities of one of the main leaders of one of the paramilitary death squads in Yugoslavia, Arkan. Dr. Kavanaugh, can we talk a little bit more about what it appears that Arkan and others have been involved in Kosovo?
Sure. In Kosovo, it appears we haven't gotten too much information on Arkan's activities, but we do believe that he was there. Obviously, he's a representative for Kosovo, so he was active in the region, and we do believe that his group, the Tigers, were substantially active in the region, especially in the northwestern region, in dislocating the Muslim people from their villages, and then what we've gotten reports on is substantial looting and those riches going into Arkan's personal holdings. He owns a casino, actually, in Belgrade, as well as other things. But the money for those, through our efforts, seem to be coming from the looting that's been going on by his paramilitary groups throughout that region. It all is flowing back to him.
One of the things that I understand about Arkan is that, in particular, he engendered the loyalty and support of his paramilitary troops, now called the Tigers, and as you so stated previously, were called the White Eagles, was it?
Yeah.
By he himself goes out on these missions, and apparently, you know, rather than being like so many leaders of military organizations who sits back in the back and then tells other people to go out and do what I want you to do, is that apparently he actually goes out and engages in these killings and ethnic cleansing himself. I mean, and he's a very, very much a frontline murderer when it comes to this type of thing, correct?
That is absolutely correct. He did that extensively in Bosnia, where he actually participated in, extrajudicial killings of whomever he wanted to. And he did that as an example to his own forces.
I just wanted to ask you a question, because I happened to watch a movie the other day, and the movie was called Welcome to Sarajevo. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but in the film, they have a scene where there are a number of people being lined up and executed by what appear to be paramilitaries, and one sort of middle-aged man is, you know, waving a gun and going, you know, well, who's next, and all of that. And it seemed to me that whether or not this was purposeful on the part of the producers of the movie, that certainly the person that they were attempting to represent here was Arkan. I don't know if you're familiar with the film. If you are, in your opinion, was that what they were doing?
I am familiar with the film. I think that very well could have been their portrayal of Arkan. That's the age group, and he was working in that area at that time. So they're probably trying to document a little bit of that.
We're talking with Dr. Kevin Kavanaugh of the Federation of American Scientists. Dr. Kavanaugh, let me ask you this, because one of the things that has troubled me, and, you know, I just want to ask you your opinion on it, is that the so-called alternative leftist press, of which I am one of those people, we've been spending a tremendous amount of time covering the whole issue of Yugoslavia. Of course, we've been covering it from the position of what might be considered to be the anti-NATO, anti-U.S. government position in many cases, and certainly not to say all, or that all people in the so-called alternative press have been doing that. One of the things that is really troubling me is that despite the fact that I was following lots and lots of sources, I heard almost no discussion of any kind of in-depth analysis of these paramilitaries and whether they were operating in Kosovo or other areas of Yugoslavia. I mean, it seems to me that people who knew very, very well who Arkan was, and that, I mean, this guy's not a secret. Can you talk a little bit about that, why he and others didn't seem to get as much attention put on them as perhaps maybe they should? Or is that just my perception?
No, I don't think it's your perception. I mean, I think it's a good perception. I don't think it's just yours alone. I mean, we ourselves here in Washington, D.C., have run up against walls in talking about these things as well. And it seems like that people didn't want to hear about them, or at least the press and Department of State and Department of Defense didn't want to talk about these issues. Part of the reason may be because of the nature of the operations, we really couldn't tell that much what was going on, and we're finding out, unfortunately, now what was going on and the brutality and the level of brutality that went on. And I think that we'll find out much more as the NATO moves in and is able to document this. But we tried to push as much as we could, but we never got good responses back. We knew that these groups were operating in the area, but we never get good responses back. And that is a concern for us as well. And that's something we'll follow up with as the NATO forces dig in and try to get some answers for accountability on these issues.
One of the things that you had spoke about earlier is Arcan's apparent, high-level political connections. And he does seem to be a guy who gets himself into prison, I understand, some 6 or 7 different times, and has managed to escape every time. One has to wonder who has the power to arrange those type of escapes.
Oh, I think he does. I mean, he through bribery, through threats, through violence, he's managed to escape the net. Currently, he's wanted by Interpol, has 7 warrants for his arrest, one of which is charging him with genocide. As we speak, we're working with the War Crimes Tribunal to make a formal charge against Arcan, but he currently is not on the public list of charged with war crimes. But we're working on that.
But he was charged I'm confused because I thought he was actually charged with war crimes by the tribunal, or was he charged at some other point?
He has never been formally charged by the War Crimes Tribunal. They issued their last report in 1996. They've been issuing now against formal investigations against Milosevic. We're waiting for another one to come down against Arcan. What happened in the meantime was Interpol issued warrants for his arrest, charging him with an international arrest warrant with genocide. So he is charged by Interpol and the EC with genocide, but not officially by the War Crimes Tribunal.
Okay,
that should happen soon.
I understand now. We've been talking with Dr. Kevin Kavanaugh of the Federation of American Scientists. Dr. Kavanaugh, let me ask you one question. What should we learn out of all of this, out of the experience in the Balkans and looking at people like Arcan and their activities? From the position of the Federation of American Scientists, you know, what should we learn out of this?
What we're hoping is that hopefully the government will be more proactive in dealing with this situation so that we can prevent these things. So the better that we can prevent Arcan from coming to power and see him earlier on, then we can prevent these things from happening as they did now. If we could have stopped Arcan back in 1996, we should have. We should have identified him earlier and done something about it by letting it go. And I think we create a problem for ourselves later on. This has, of course, been kind of a systemic thing with our foreign policy, but hopefully we can fix some of these situations or at least address it so that the government can move on it.
Let me ask you, because just in your statement, the question came to my mind. Do you think that there should have been military intervention sooner, or that something else should have happened?
I'm not a fan for military intervention.
Neither am I.
I would prefer a much more concerted diplomatic effort had been initiated on all fronts, economic, maybe more carrots, or just a much more full court press diplomatically, much earlier. And then if we had to go in and use military force, we kind of did a gradual escalation, which I don't think worked well. I think, as one of the NATO commanders, air commander, said, we should have went downtown on the second night, and I think we should have done that. We should have escalated extremely fast right away to prevent some of these atrocities from happening, which did happen, unfortunately. And if we had maybe gone after them much, much quicker, we could have prevented some of that.
We've been speaking with Dr. Kevin Kavanaugh of the Federation of American Scientists. Dr. Kavanaugh, if people wanted to get more information about the Federation of American Scientists, how would they do that?
Oh, visit our website at www.fas.org. It's a fabulous website. They can email us. So we encourage their comments and their critique of our website, which covers everything that I've talked about today about ARCAN and about Kosovo in general.
And let me say that you respond very quickly when someone emails you. And I appreciate it. You're off to Japan, correct?
I am. Off to Japan to do some work on the Aum Shinrikyo cult and the attack on the Tokyo subway. Some more research on that issue.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to speak with you about that when you get back.
My pleasure.
Dr. Kevin Kavanaugh of the Federation of American Scientists, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Have a good day.
My name is Mike Thornton, and this is Full Logic Reverse.